Thank you so much for tuning in to She's All Over the Place with Kiriaki. That's me. Thank you for tuning in to She's All Over the Place. Because of you, we're in the top 2% out of all known podcasts, streaming in over 100 countries. I'm an independent podcaster. So please like, subscribe, all that jazz, share it with one person. When you're listening, you might want to take notes. Certain things are really impactful. You might want to go back and listen to the episode. Leave a 5-star review on Apple. It will be live on all podcast platforms later on tonight. But you get to see it first here live. And I'm really excited. But we are on video, so you can definitely check out us in the Metaverse studio on the YouTube for the playback, and also on Rad NFT TV if you're a subscriber. We have Jen on right now. She's an artist. She goes by Siren AI. She's first generation American Dominican descent. She's an artist, poet, photographer, public speaker, co-founder of the One Love Art DAO. And we're going to get into it. We have a lot to talk about. We're recapping NFT NYC. I'm still flying high from it. Jen, how are you?
I'm great. Oh my gosh. NFT NYC was absolutely epic. And I love being able to connect with you. We had so many good times. And yeah, I mean, what an amazing power-packed week. I feel like we lived like 3 months condensed in 1 week. It was intense and so awesome.
I know. I mean, I've been like nonstop in New York, and it's a whole different breed now of, you know, the palette of how it was like 2012 and how it is now. And it's like just having everyone here in New York City, it was literally like the best week I've ever had. Like so many friends, international, all around the country, like coming here and just like in my heart, in my home, and being able just to rest and then go out. And I was just keep thinking in my head, I wish people were here longer. I wish like all my friends were here more often. So yeah, super, super impactful. And, you know, the rain was great too. We got all the rain. How was that experience for you stomping all around?
Man, let me tell you, I don't know. It was literally the strength of God that kept us there in Times Square, because we were getting rained on. It was freezing Tuesday night. But when you're having fun and that adrenaline is just rushing and you see all of that beautiful art and you see everybody just their energy reacting to all of that, you just forget it completely. And we had a blast. We were able to get so much good pictures, videos, send back pictures and videos to friends that couldn't make it. So yeah, you know, you just chug along, you make it work. Yeah. And we did it. It was great.
Yeah. It's so thoughtful of you. And I mean, shout out to your DP, because the quality of the content y'all captured is like really, really on par. So as a filmmaker, I just really appreciate like great quality content. And like you said, the people who couldn't be there taking the moments to capture it for them, it's a really big deal. You're brave, you know, like I was all bullish on going. I was going to be there. And then I'm like, I cannot get sick. So I'm so sensitive. So I was there in spirit. Some of your favorite artists that you saw on the big screen.
Oh man, on the big screen definitely has to be the Art Cartel fam, which is Yusapata and Huda Saka. They were great. And there were some other friends there. Like I saw Chris K. Her art was everywhere, super bold, super colorful. And then also a friend of ours from the One Love DAO, Chris Edub, he goes by Eyes Wide Crypto. He was also there. And then for sure, I have to point out Jillian Suzanne, who's an amazing painter. One of her beautiful women was up on the big screen as well. So yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we're jumping right in, but let's rewind to April 1st. The One Love Art DAO event. It was like at the top. It really kicked off and set the precedence for the whole entire experience. I would love to hear from you first, but you know, like how was that for you organizing it all and really on the back end and collaborating with the co-founders to make this an event happening at NFT NYC? What did it mean for you and for the artists that you supported?
Right. So what it meant for me was an opportunity to exhibit 100 and plus artists at a landmark historical site. You know, for me, we had done an exhibition in Miami, but it was more low key. It was in Wynwood. It was at a gift shop. We exhibited 54 people during that event during Miami Art Week. And this time I really wanted to show, you know, the community, the power that the One Love community has, and be able to showcase a real variety of artworks in that amazing, epic space. So planning that, the easiest thing, I'm not going to lie, but it also wasn't super complicated. We put out an open call and immediately we got replies from people in the community. And then pretty soon, Sarkis and I were looking at all of the artworks and saying, you know, given the amount of screens at this place, there's really no reason why we won't be able to exhibit everybody over that 6-hour period of time. So let's just go for it. You know, we welcome the hard and we just dove right in and were able to get all of those artworks exhibited beautifully. They just all worked so well together in that one event location. And so, yeah, it was incredible. It was impactful. It was moving. We had artists exhibiting there who were as young as like 13 years old. And we had people who were grandparents exhibiting. We had neurotypical and neurodivergent artists, painters, generative code artists, and it all just worked and flowed together so well. And then, you know, the turnout was great. You were there, which was so special. Thank you so much for coming. And we had great speakers. Gabe Weiss came through. Janine Penn was there talking.
That's his piece. That's his piece that he drew there. So excited. Listen, like, so you mentioned community and you mentioned the One Love Art DAO. So, you know, for the newbies on here, you know, that you were streaming and they're not into Web3 how we are. So what is the One Love Art DAO? And then also you said you put a calling out for people in the community. So what if, I mean, there are a lot of artists, entertainers who are on the who listen to the show and tune in, but what if they want an outlet to be able to follow you, to be involved more of this community? Because everyone wants to like be a part of community. So how can people plug in to where your channels are? Everything will be in the show notes, but would just love to hear from you.
Yeah, sure. So the easiest way is to join our Discord. So if you go to our Twitter page for the One Love Art DAO on Twitter, you'll see that in the profile, there's a link to the Discord. So join the Discord. And then from the Discord, basically, you'll have access to everything. It's free. It's not token gated. And you'll see that there'll be like open calls that get announced. And then you can just apply from there. Really, it is not just limited to people in Web3. Like if you are not a Web3 person, but you are a painter or you are a digital artist and you'd like to participate, you could certainly apply to those. You just need to be a DAO member. And being a DAO member is not complicated. It's just a little Google form that you fill out. It lives inside of our Discord server. And then once a week, we as a community take a look at who applied and we just vote them in. 99.9% of people are onboarded. The only reason that we sort of have everybody in the community take a look is just to make sure for safety reasons that it's not like a bot or some bully or something like that. But once they're onboarded, that's it. And they have access to these open calls. They can apply and we would love to have you guys exhibited.
Yeah. And then so you're very supportive with like onboarding people and showing them the tools made easy to be able to do what you got to do to integrate into Web3.
Exactly. And then you said, like, what is the One Love Art DAO? Like, really brief, I'll sort of give you guys what that is. And it's basically a collective of artists and collectors. It was founded by myself, Sarkis, Luco, and Chaz. The goal initially, funny enough, was just to merge together popular DM groups that we were a part of on X. But then we realized that we had kind of hit something. So initially it was more like you put your tweet in there, there's 100 people in the chat, it gets reposted. That was the initial sort of goal, supporting each other to combat that X algorithm, which was just not cooperating with a lot of people.
Well, the thing you're saying though, people have tried doing that and that's difficult to do. So to be able to execute it to the level that you did and you're like, oh, we hit a peak, we need to do something else says milestones about you and how it was synergetically building. Cause I'm in different groups and people do it and some people do and some people don't. So it's like cross wired. So it's really clear intention of the people we really connect with and lean in to see if it's flowing or not. But I love that. I love that that part was very successful for you. It's rare that I've heard that.
Yeah. And so we said, this is a really engaged group of people. what else can we do with this? And so we soon realized that it was bigger than that. And that's when the concept of taking the collective and turning it into a DAO sort of happened. And by making it a DAO, we're bringing decentralization to that group. And what that means is that each member has an equal say, equal proposal and voting rights. The members get to decide how we best use wallet funds, what initiatives we want to be a part of. And then also, because we have strength in numbers, now we have somewhere in the ballpark of 270 people, we get to move as a group. And what that does is it allows us to do cool things. So we successfully curated One Love members onto a very new platform on Solana called Collector. We're also a collective on the Hug. And because of that, we did a Twitter takeover, which allowed members of the DAO to then get shouted out on the Hug page, which was really cool, gave them, you know, some exposure. And then, like I said, we had done the exhibition in Miami. We just did an amazing exhibition in New York. Somewhere around the ballpark of 100 to 150 people were in that space at peak flow. And then probably a total of like 300 people overall came through during that 6-hour period of time. 300 is what they estimated in a 6-hour window of time, which is, you know, impressive.
Oh, and the food was delicious. Oh my God. It was so delicious. Janine, Ken, and I, we just had those like crush, like peppers. It was just vegetarian and the coffee. Oh my God. I'm not a big coffee drinker because my energy is like really sensitive. So I do mud with all these superfoods and stuff, but once in a while. But I love the coffee. It was so delicious, gourmet. And Giancarlo's partner was there. He was just enjoying himself. I think he said he made a couple hundred cups of coffee. So
it was impressive. I mean, the vibe was great. We had coffee. We also had an open bar with like wine and beer. We really just wanted people to feel like they were, you know, in their casa, like just comfortable looking at art, connecting with each other. And yeah, shout out to Coin Coffee. They definitely brewed and it was done one by one too, somewhere in the ballpark of like 100 cups of coffee that night. And they also had the bags of coffee, which had the artists, some of who are DAO members, right there. So they were also, you know, supporting artists through their program as well. So it all just came together and it was wonderful. And it just shows you the power, again, of what people can do when they just get together in community. And we're still growing. I mean, we have further plans. We're in active discussions with Drip House, which is a platform for Solana as well, in the hopes that the entire One Love DAO could potentially have artwork curated on a weekly basis and people can support the DAO through that way. And, you know, really the sky's the limit as far as the DAO is concerned. So,
yeah, I want to hook you up with, I was talking to Sarkis about it, but I want to hook you up with Rad NFT TV. They're my partners. I've been sowing seeds with them for like 2 years now or 2.5 years now. And I have my own channel on there. So, this episode with the video will then, be edited and it will go on Rad. They have over 4.5 million subscribers and they have a deal with Sony and PlayStation. So all of the video content will be on there. In addition, that's for the subscribers on Web2. But then they have a layer on top of Bitcoin where people pay to see your video on the blockchain. So I'll tell you about all that information later and you guys can create content and curate however you want and have like a One Love Art DAO channel over there. I think that'd be really spectacular.
Thank you, Katie. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. We'll talk more about it. But yeah, going back to the Oculus, the Canvas 3.0, the space, how everything was laid out was just really beautiful. Like where everyone was talking. In the different rooms with the couches and the screens were so neat. So well done. Congratulations. I mean, that's spectacular. I haven't even told my mom yet because I'm like, I don't think she'll comprehend like, oh yeah, like the Oculus. Like I haven't really told anybody because I think I'm still a bit shocked here. You know what I mean?
And can I just say your art was so dope. Like, and the fact that it was on that one that could spin and we got like some really good footage of you with it. I just feel like it was such a historical moment, you know, in a way for digital art and for the community. We get to say that we had our art at this amazing place. Yeah. So
yeah, 1000. I'll have to send you the content of what was taken on my phone, but yeah, I have to be better at posting, but yes. Anyway, but the moment was amazing. Yeah. So congratulations to you. So let's dive more into our recapping NFT NYC. You were on a panel speaking. So how did that come about? And what were you talking? The whole One Love DAO, Art DAO, you were all on a panel together, correct?
Yeah. So I was an individual speaker earlier that day on Wednesday the 3rd. And that basically was a conversation focused around AI and generative art and how it's bringing about more creativity in society. So we talked about that. And then at 3, we had a takeover, a One Love community zone that thanks to Cameron Bale and Jody from NFT NYC, the founders, we got that space so that really our community could convene, connect with each other. And yeah, so we had like maybe like a 10-minute panel discussion where we were talking about the DAO. And then we just opened it up. Sabet was there. Amazing. Gabe was there. Sabet was doing a signing. Around the couches and the tables, we put out Posca markers and a bunch of sketch pads, and people just were gifting each other art and exchanging art. And that was super cool to witness.
Yeah.
We also had a smaller monitor where we curated like a PowerPoint presentation of the art from the same artists that were exhibited at the Oculus. So in a way, people can say that they exhibited multiple times, like they exhibited at the Artist Village or the Billboards, the Community Zone, as well as the Oculus in a matter of a week. So yeah, that was fun. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, in 2022, I'm like, I am really an artist here. Like I was in shows in Dubai and Sabet's Stratosphere and South by Southwest. It was like my resume, but having an assistant to help with all that, they organize everything. But I was in so many art exhibitions, and a lot of artists I've talked to in the space feel the same way. It really empowers them because they're a part of a collective and shows like around, and it's great to have the QR code so then people can actually find the artwork and or, you know, the language of the artist and the brand and the name of the artist. Sometimes it's sowing seeds, like in branding, they say for a brand like Coca-Cola or Target, the human brain needs to hear it 15 times before it even registers. Like before it even registers, you have to see it 15 times. So it's great for all of us to just keep supporting each other. And I'm really proud of you and the team for creating the DAO and, you know, taking it to new heights to enrich yourself as a human being, as a leader, as an educator, but holding space for other people in the Web3 community, artists in general, you know, and just humanity. So it's great to be a part of your journey and witness it.
Oh, thank you, Katie. I'm happy to have you on the journey and happy that you exhibited art and you're a DAO member. It's really an honor.
Yeah, definitely. Like you do AI art. So what were you talking about on the panel and what are some tools that you found that you like to utilize at this time for maybe someone just getting into AI and they don't know much about it? Or some like tools that they can, some good resources for them?
Yeah. I mean, as far as like the creating of art side, we didn't cover that so much because I think the conversation was more focused on sort of the impact overall of AI and generative art on society as a whole, for industries, et cetera. But me personally as a creative, I would say, you know, Midjourney is a go-to, but also making use of blending, you know, like blending photography into the prompt creating. Also like what you do with your output after the fact and how you can use like Procreate or Photoshop or upscaling tools to further enhance it. And then just like bringing your story and your narrative into it. I feel like AI art has a bad rap in a lot of respects because there isn't sort of like that hands-on component. But in reality, it's really more so on the artist's side of the tool to integrate that into their overall creative process and not just rely on it solely per se. So that's how I use it. And yeah, those would be the tools that I use. So Midjourney, I use Topaz for upscaling, and then tools like, you know, Procreate, Adobe products to digitally enhance certain aspects of it. Yeah.
Wonderful. Wonderful. I dabbled a few years ago with, it's called Prequel, and there's a free version and it's just on the app, and I've put photos in there and did some cool AI things, which was a lot of fun. Yeah. And then, so yeah, anything else about NFT NYC you want to chat about?
Yeah. I mean, as far as the experience overall, I think it was great. We were boots on the ground, like really making sure that the people who couldn't attend were getting their pictures, were getting their videos. So that was work, but it was very fulfilling. What else is a key takeaway from that? I guess a lot of meaningful dialogues, meaningful conversations, great selfies, great moments that were captured, a lot of swag exchange. I know you got quite a lot of stuff.
Oh my God, let's talk about that real quick. Oh my God. Okay. Well, Janine gave me this. I love it. This is my favorite piece she has.
Can you see it?
It's so good. Janine Penn. She's so talented. Love her. I got this little guy. And then, we got this over here. Hold on one second. Carlos handmade this for me.
Oh, I love it.
And he signed it. That's so sweet. Love that one. Drained Eye and I did a piece. I don't know if you can see it. Here, we did a collab.
I love that.
Yeah. It's not sprayed yet. And then the Pudgy Penguins was so good. You know, the Choose Rich guy?
I actually didn't meet any of the Pudgy Penguin friends.
The Choose Rich, the hashtag Choose Rich. So he was there. That was like a whole thing. But no, Pudgy Penguin right here. I got some gear. I left with like two bags of gear for them. They just like totally hooked it up. So,
oh, wow.
So this right here is my travel sweatshirt for the summer of when I go on planes. I'm going to just be on the planes wearing this on all my flights to be comfy and cozy while I'm sleeping. And I got the coolest thing I have to show you. But first, let me show you this one. Oni Force, ride or die since day one. Love Oni Force. But I'll show you one more. Hold on. Okay. This is the cutest hot dog bracelet. It's a hot dog bracelet.
Oh my God. And it's a penguin. Stop.
Yeah. And the little buns come off. The little buns. Oh, wait, maybe the buns don't come off. Okay. I thought the buns didn't come off. So cute. Right. So, and I got a bunch of stickers and I'm really grateful. You know, those sentimental things just mean the most.
You know what I forgot that we participated in completely, obviously, and they're amazing. So shout out to Tina Lore, Randy Zuckerberg, Sour Power, all of them. We went to the April 2nd event at the Canvas 3.0 for the Epic Hug Fest. Yeah. That was amazing. What an event they put together there. I feel like we bumped into everybody in one space. It was so cool.
Yeah, Carlos Luna James was there. Mombot was there. She had her whole ghost club. They have like five tables laid out. Angus was there. Jimena Bonavita was there. Everyone was there. It was like someone was going somewhere else. I'm like, no, I'm just going to stay here. I stay there for a while. And then F Dot and he took me over to Station 3. And that was my first time there and met some really cool people. And he introduced me to the owner of that space. So that was cool. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Good vibes. Good vibes.
And they also had a lot of like things that you could purchase. So swag that you could get that was very like artisanal and artistic and super dope. And yeah. And Station 3, it's funny you mentioned that. So on the last day that I was there, we went to Station 3 because Carolina Cotto, who I connected with during NFT NYC week for the first time in person, she invited me and Giancarlo over there, as well as Huda Saka and Yusapata, and we got to check out that space. What a phenomenal, cool peer space. What a great concept. Shout out to them.
Yeah, I had so much fun. It was great. I'm just like, I'm still, and that's why we're here doing the recap, because it was just great. Document these legendary moments. And I mean, the Excel sheet, I think they said there was over 100 events there.
Yeah. I told you at like a little bit before I got on the plane, I didn't even look at the Excel sheet this time around because I felt like it was just so much to take in. Like, I'm going to do the events that I can, because if not, I'm going to feel overwhelmed. But one of the events that you suggested I go to was really fun, which was that Nocha one. man, I mean, that was a party. That was a vibe for sure.
Yeah, I have to give them a shout out. Neutral Shows, like when you're on the Google sheet, they're the only one that's all big and bold out of all of them. It was a creme de la creme. So I met the whole Bitcoin community at Art Basel in 2021. I was one of the very first artists to release a bunch of collections. So I made a connection with the Stacks community, a layer on top of Bitcoin, and they like just liked me as a person, as an artist, and they're like, we want to support you. So we did a 1-year partnership, and it was Lair, and it's Trigamma, but it wasn't Trigamma. Gamma rebranded themselves maybe over 6 months ago, but they rebranded themselves. It was something else. And they were like the only two that were doing Bitcoin, like NFTs that I knew about with Stacks. So I met with the team after Art Basel in 2022 in January. I released a collection. February released another collection. March released a collection. It was International Women's Day. So for International Women's Month, I curated all of these artists who were on ETH, Ximena, Sketch Poetic, a bunch of other artists. And I curated, I don't know how many, like 15 to 25 people who wanted to support women, and had them get a wallet. It's leather now, but it was Hero, but it was okay. A leather wallet. Had them get a Bitcoin wallet, and they're on the blockchain. They're available. No one bought them because it was like so early in the space, but I ended up having a collection with them through most of the full year. So yeah, they've been my homies. They've been so supportive. Like Brittany Lachlan, she's the director of the Stacks Foundation. She was on the podcast, had a lot of those folks on. So it poured and poured and poured. And I had so much work to do for voiceovers that I invited like over 20 people to go there. Like I'm like, yeah, this is where you want to go. Right. So I sent people there, and then I didn't even show up. And it's like one of the main events I was like really looking forward to going to, because he really puts on a show with like all the live painters and the curators and everything.
The DJ, there were dancers. It was a party for sure. For sure. It was cool.
Yeah. They did it good. They did it good. They always do. So next one, but we have lunch next week. So that's good. But the next one, we'll have to talk about it more. Cool. So let's talk about expanding Web3 into global mainstream. Like what does that mean for you? How does that look like?
Right. So for me as a Latina, I think it's really important that we continue to educate and empower people outside of the United States, outside of Europe, into Web3. I think Huzasaka and Yusapata and Luco are doing a tremendous job doing that. One of the things that they've been doing and that we've been partnering with them on is Expo Chromaverse, which is a show that they put on in Colombia. They also did one in Costa Rica for Blockchain Jungle. And super cool.
Really?
Yeah, they did.
Last May?
I believe so. Yeah, they did Blockchain Jungle, and then they did two or three Expo Chromaverses in Colombia. Yep. And for two or three of them, they tapped us on the shoulder, and the people that got exhibited for the digital art were One Love Art DAO community members. The three of them are also DAO community members, so it just worked really well. And then they also created a spatial, Huzasaka makes beautiful spatials on Cyber, so that people who are not familiar with VR, with wearing those headsets, going into spatial and viewing art in a very immersive way, could experience that in Latin America and also see the digital art and learn what NFT technology is, learn what blockchain technology is. So I think that the work that they're doing there is tremendous, and they're going to continue doing that. And, you know, I know that we, you know, lovingly had these conversations with NFT NYC about maybe, you know, in the future having NFT NYC in Latin America, or maybe having a hug event in Latin America. They seemed really open to it. You know, obviously no one committed to anything. We'll see where it goes. But yeah, I think that is really the direction and path that we in the collective, especially the Latin American ambassadors, shout out to them, are pushing the ball into. And then the other thing I think is perfectly exemplified by what is happening with Coin Coffee. You know, with Coin Coffee, you're buying a bag of premium coffee. You're getting beautiful art from members of the Web3 community. And if you're not a person who knows anything about crypto, it's cool. You could still scan the QR code, put in an email, And then you get an email saying, oh, you have an NFT of this artwork and it's a custodial wallet. So it's a nice soft entrance for people who don't know how to set up, you know, these wallets with 12 words for a seed phrase and things of that nature. And then one step further is that these bags of coffee can actually be found in a physical supermarket. So I think the more that we do things like that, we're bridging the two worlds together, is how we as a community can bring Web3 more into the mainstream. So yeah, those are the two ways that I see that happening.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you for sharing. I think that will give the listener some ideas and inspiration too. And then there's probably an area in the DAO or the Discord where, you know, people can brainstorm and give their ideas too, right?
Yes, absolutely. We literally have a channel called the Brain Trust where you could drop ideas, but we also have just the member and the DAO chat where, you know, we welcome any ideas. And if you are a DAO member, like I mentioned at the beginning, you have proposal rights, just like the founders. The founders are there literally to sort of lay the foundation and make sure that the ball gets rolling, but there is no hierarchy. Any member has equal voting rights, proposal rights, idea rights as anybody else. So yeah, absolutely. Oh. And I see your wheels turning. I can't wait to see what you start dropping into the Discord, Katie.
Well, from also about you said collecting the NFT, I gotta show you what I got. Hold on. What? Yo, so G Money's event. 9CDD, like next level. The clothes, the quality, everything's amazing. I'm such a boxer girl. I love wearing boxers. So I got these. I got these at G Money, and they're boxers. Like, I'm thinking I'll just wear them around the house. I'll just wear them to sleep. They're boxers. But the material feels like beach shorts. Like, I could wear a bikini and like I can just wear a bikini top and like these, because it's like they're like waterproof. They feel like swim trunks, actually. I'm going to be like on the beach in the ocean like nonstop. So I'm totally taking these with me traveling. But what happened is this is here by IYK, right? That's who they partnered up to do this. IYK. Yeah, that's their name. I don't have the car right now by me, but anyone can take their fashion line or any brand or anyway, and you can like chip it here. And so I have to claim this on my website. I have to claim this piece right here. And it's a 9. It's a 9. So like whoever I come across when I see you, whoever, they can scan it and then collect the NFT. And the NFT is the image of what I put, but I can change that. So every time it's in their wallet, when they collect the 9, when they change, like it could be a different photo. Every time you like update it, you know, so that'd be really cool. Brilliant. Like the artist with the One Love Art DAO to have like some 9s of their own, you know, some or whatever it's called, and then people collect it, but they can curate and see different artists all the time. That could be really cool.
That's brilliant. I actually missed that event, and I saw that you were there. I think Janine went.
She did.
So cool.
It was 4 days in a row. How did you miss it? It wasn't just that one day. It was a pop-up for 4 days.
Because literally every day we had, unfortunately we missed that one. Yeah. But yeah.
I'll let you know about the next one. So really cool. Awesome. Yeah. We're actually talking about like him coming on the podcast and stuff. So I'll keep you updated on that. Very cool. So let's talk about collaboration and how it's like the key takeaway and how important collaboration is and why.
Yeah, I think collaboration opens the doors to new opportunities. I feel like we have been witnessing that as a DAO just in every way. So one, the sort of real obvious one is how we've been able to partner up with NFT NYC and get that community zone and bring people, you know, into that zone to have a very qualitative exchange between artists and memories and things like that. Another one is the collaboration that we've been doing with the Art Cartel, which is our Colombian friends are also DAO members. You know, they have been excellent about being able to help us with content creation, getting the word out, you know, putting on exhibitions that showcase our artists. So in that way, collaboration has been tremendous. Same thing with the hug, you know, that Twitter takeover. That was really meaningful to people to see themselves being shouted out right on the hug page. the spotlight of the day. So things like that, for sure have been proofs that collaboration are the key into growth, expansion, and opening the doors to future opportunities that you can have both as an individual, but also, you know, as a group, as a collective. Myself as an individual, I've experienced that. We had a rental that we had in Miami for Art Week, where we had a lot of the artists that were a part of the exhibition for Miami Art Week, just chilling with each other, creating art with each other. And one of the people who stopped by the house was the incredible collector, builder, curator, Madame Selke. And Madame Selke was just hanging out with us. And she was like, this is such a good like vibe and idea. What if we were to do this in Rio? And we're all like, Rio? Yeah, hell yeah. I would love to do this in Rio. I've never been to Rio. And afterwards, she started doing the work of putting together this incredible residency that we're going to be a part of mid-June in Brazil. And she's done so much hard work. Shout out to Selke, where she's gotten like transient labs and she's got atomic form and she's got other people on board to really help support this residency. And literally that just happened because her and I were able to spend some quality time together. And now we're going to have this experience. Like FDOT is going to be a part of that trip. Alamo is going to be a part of that trip. Circus is there. Luco is there. So just,
I'm going to be a part. I'm going to be there. I'm showing
can
up.
You just, can you just show up and like get a hotel? And just get a hotel somewhere, please. That would be awesome. And so like, I just think that the important IRL events, but also the importance of making these connections in the space and collaborating when possible is truly key to growth. Yeah.
Yeah. So like, just from what you're saying and to like shine light on you, I've known Randy probably about a year now, right? Before she started the Hugs, the introduction of the Hugs and everything that's been on their journey along the way. And, you know, we were at the event the next day after One Love Art DAO event with the women of the world and the Hugs event all day, very epic that we shared and talked about. And someone mentioned Randy and I'm like, oh, Randy, like, I'm like, I haven't met her. And you're like, people like you. We want to be around people like you. You go, oh, you haven't met her? You're like, you have to meet her. Let me introduce you. And like, you took me right over and you introduced us. And then from there, I was able to have my conversation and take it to the next level. But you know, like we can show someone the door, but they have to walk through it. So like people, be surrounding ourselves with people who want and are willing and who are gracious enough to support us, showing us doors. So sometimes people, there's just so many bots out there, right? So I love my AI assistant because you ask it and it gives it to you in 5 seconds and you don't have to worry about all the links on the Google. It's just so overwhelming. But finding people who will show you the way and support you along the way. So you're like introducing me to Randy. And we're chatting back and forth. And I was talking to her about this curation thing. And then she's like, oh, she's like, Lori, she would be the person. Oh, she's here. And then blah, blah, blah. So, and then the stream went on and now we're meeting tomorrow. Like, you know what I mean? So people are saying, like listening, yeah, but how do you do that? Like, how do you make those connections? So I wanted to give like a prime example and step-by-step of how one can take action to make these micro actions that make the macro, right? To, you know, be the willing for a person to introduce someone, you know, and not thinking those other things that people think.
I agree. I think you just hit the nail on the head. I think micro actions lead to macro outcomes for sure. And if you operate off of abundance mindset and not scarcity mindset, the blessings really are exponential. And I have been shown nothing but kindness and support since I entered the space. Just the team at the Hug alone, Tina has just been the kindest person. So has Lore, very supportive. And I think they are on the same mission as a lot of us, which is to uplift and support artists. So yeah, it just felt natural. That's what you do. That's what I do. That's what they do. Why not, you know, continue to make those connections together? So yeah.
Yeah. And being around, you know, also being around the energy of the people who are already doing it, it'll naturally shape shift to, you know, not have that take power over us and, you know, and not give it so much attention. It's a balance. It's a practice. It's not a fix all, but you know, it's a mindfulness thing. Like not only every day, but like every 10 minutes, like checking in, mm-hmm. you know? And then speaking of, since we're giving some shout outs over here, Sketch Poetic, Sheila Darcy, she has a curation for Mental Health Awareness Month coming up, and she partnered up with Hugs, the Crypt Gallery. So that's real. Did you submit yet? You have a week to submit. Did you submit?
I have to. I actually had the good pleasure. I definitely will, because first, I just have to say, I met Sheila at Mira's party, like a big thing that she had with the art department at Miami Art Week. And she painted on Carmen's arm, like Sheila actually like did body painting on Carmencita's arm. So that was really cool. That was my first time actually meeting her in person. But yeah, I think mental health awareness is such an important cause. So absolutely. When I am finished, you know, sort of doing like the post NFT NYC stuff, I'll be able to focus on putting in my art for that open call. But yeah, I did see that. And I think it's great. I think it's wonderful.
I'm going to ping you because we have less than a week. I know I've known about it since before it started, and I didn't do mine. But I think I'm going to do this. So
what are you going to
This is it. I think I'm going to do this. So I was really inspired by the last day of NFT NYC. And I just sat down and I'm like, how do I feel about NFT NYC? And this is what I was, you know, the rain, the black cracks going in between the streets, all the events, connections. She made an announcement that it was World Health Day. And I didn't know that. So I made this on World Health Day about my feelings of NFT NYC 2024. So I think this is going to be my submission.
Oh, I love that. I think that's brilliant. You should definitely do it. And I think you gave me a sneak peek of that in a text message. And I remember telling you, I love the energy too, because of the contrasting colors up against that black. I think it's aces.
And honestly, because of like One Love Art DAO, and like I walked in and, you know, Drain Dye, when we all meet up at the events, like Warhol, Gabe, you know, we're all like painting with markers and just our balls. Blah, blah, blah. And I arrive and he hugs, what up? He's like, you want to draw something? And then like, I don't have the piece. I gave it to Sarkis actually. And I drew. And this week has been the most that I've made art consistently. And it really stepped me fully into my artist. So the importance of like IRL events and being around like the energy of the people, because I just distracted myself and psychologically blah blah blah, but like in it to win it, and like no matter what, just start, you know, inscribing, start you know, minting, like all that, and just getting it out and not caring what people think and just doing it for yourself. Just create art, you know. So I think that's really important.
Yeah, I think that's wonderful. And I think, yeah, those IRL events, you can't help but be inspired. And I'm thrilled. And I think you said something like you're gonna be creating every day. That is fire. I cannot wait to see that. Minting it. That's going to be awesome. And since we're on the topic, please take a look at the comments below. Oh. And there is a link to Katie's most recent gratitude music NFT. Go claim one. It's amazing. It's beautiful music. So take a look below at the comments and definitely click on that and support.
Yeah, it's complimentary. It's a gift. So it's a grateful gift. Oh, and then, you know, I sometimes always forget. We have to give a shout out to our sponsor, Suja. Love you. Celery juice, cleaning out everything. Thanks for keeping me very, you know, glowy and fresh. Love you. Shout out to Suja here. great product. So anything else you want to share before we wrap it up?
Sure. I think one of the very last events that we attended that I thought was brilliant was the Canal Street Show by FDOT. What an event. Four levels, multi-levels, physical art, digital art, just such a vibe. And then next door, there was like projections going on. It just was so well put together, and he had a fabulous turnout. And man, I just can't say enough about that event. That was a lot of fun. And then
Loom Studios.
Yes. That was actually my first time checking out Loom Studios.
I went to Stellar like the second day. I went to Stellar and
Trash
and like Quantum Spirit. They were speaking on panels there. So like the whole Tez community. Yeah, there was some really dope art there. I didn't even know some of the artists, but I had the thing and I had some of their art. And so I looked and I just tagged all of them, you know, and half of them weren't there. So I just naturally like grabbed footage and I'm like, yo, I better like tag these people, you know? I know what I would appreciate if someone did that with my work. You did that at actually Art Basel.
Oh, like Stratosphere. I saw your work and I was like, oh, it's Katie. I have to take a video and send this to her. Yeah.
You really looked out for me. I appreciate that. That means a lot, you know?
Of course. And I think maybe the key takeaway, I've been going to these events at NFT NYC since 2022, and I've seen the evolution, and I'm really loving what I'm seeing. I am seeing a whole lot of exhibitions that are welcoming both the physical and the digital. We did that at our event, at the One Love event. The Hug certainly did at their event. They had, you know, everything from jewelry to figurines to coffee to anything, clothing. And then likewise at the Canal Street show with FDOT, there was an emphasis on both. And I love seeing that. And I also think that the actual convention itself has improved every year. It's gotten better. And I think it's going to continue getting better. Those are my key takeaways, you know, just collaboration.
What was community. The Forbes Web 3 thing that you were doing?
They partnered with NFT NYC, I believe, and that's why they were there in the background. And I know Forbes Web 3 is doing a lot of stuff in the space as well, so shout out to them. Yeah.
Great. Some of our friends are a part of it. Mamba, she's a part of it. That's so. I'm so excited to see that. Yeah. And then Sarkis, he's worked with Forbes for 12 years now. He does a lot of designing for their online
magazine. Right. So he's part of the Forbes, the original Forbes, right? And then there's Forbes Web 3, which I love that Forbes is in the Web 3 space. And I know that Ana Maria Caballero, I believe, is a contributing writer or editor for them. And so I just feel like the growth in the space is just happening. And the fact that one of our founders works for Forbes and we were welcomed onto a Forbes Web 3 space, like the serendipity of all of it is just honestly magical. It's just unbelievable. It's great.
So exciting. I'm so proud of you. Congratulations.
Thank you, Katie. And oh my gosh, it was great to share that moment with you. 100%.
1000. Thank you. Yeah. Cool. Does anyone in the comments have any questions or anything like that? We can just ask.
No, just some comments. Chaz said, loved listening to this. I have to run. Much love, Katie and Jen. Giancarlo said, Curtis crushed it. He did because we were talking about the coffee. Janine said, love you both. Old Dirty Cereal, who's a phenomenal street artist and digital artist, said, so dope. Woot, woot. And just lots of love in the comments. That's what we have here. No questions.
Great. Well, we're just getting started on season 6. So you are welcome back anytime on She's All Over the Place podcast. We'd definitely love to have you on. Everything's going to be in the show notes, the links for your social media, for the DAO, for everything. But is there a special link you would like to verbally share?
No, perhaps just the main one, which is the Twitter One Love Art DAO page. It has a lot of our updates. It also has the link to our Discord. So that would be the one that I would say, you know, just to focus on if you're listening to this. And then, thank you so much, Katie, for the opportunity to speak, to recap with you. And I had such a nice time together and an opportunity to link all of the people that we talked about today that they could get further exposure. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, it's all going to be in the show notes. And then also, when you were brainstorming and talking, because of like everything that happened, is there a recap newsletter or something that you send like all the artists with the QR codes and like a booklet in case someone wanted to buy and missed the opportunity so then they can actually be in their office and then purchase some more artwork?
Yeah, so great point. So on the day of the exhibition, there was a printed sales book that had all of the images of the art that was exhibited next to a QR code. What we're going to do is we're going to make that permanently on our website for One Love DAO, which is oneloveartdao.org. And people can go view that and purchase any of the art. We have art there, you know, on Tezos blockchain for as little as like 2 USD range of prices that you could support and collect. So that'll be there on oneloveartdao.org.
Wonderful. Well, you heard it all here first on She's All Over the Place. Again, because of you, we're in the top 2% out of all known podcasts streaming over 100 countries. Really appreciate your support as I'm an independent podcaster. And give a special shout out to another sponsor, NearHub. They're on Near Protocol. And they built me around 2 years ago my own movie theater and my own podcast studio. So if you're hearing this on audio, and I probably, you know me, if you listen to the show consistently, I should have said it at the beginning. I'll maybe do an insert. But we are on video, so you can definitely check out us in the Metaverse studio on the YouTube for the playback, and also on Rad NFT TV if you're a subscriber, and or you can purchase the episode on Web3 so you can support us that way as well. So thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you next time. Kitty Aki, over and out.